From ESG Post in Singapore, I'm Zara Maung and this is the ESG Podcast. Esther Ann, Chief Sustainability Officer at the Singapore-listed real estate company City Developments Limited, has pioneered several environmental, social and governance initiatives, including the first green bond issuance by a Singapore company in 2017 and setting carbon emission intensity reduction targets validated by the Science Based Targets Initiative in 2018. I caught up with her to hear how CDL had adopted its ESG focus and to ask what practical advice she could give to companies just starting to report on sustainability. Hi Esther, thanks for joining me. Can you tell me something about your company and your sustainability journey so far?
Okay, City Developments Limited is headquartered in Singapore, and we started our company in 1963 with 8 employees, and today we're operating in 29 countries. Our core business is to build residential home and also commercial property, office building especially, and we are also one of the key landlords in Singapore. We have 140 hotels under the Millennium and Copthorne Hotel brand, spreading around 20 over countries worldwide. How we started our journey, it was in 1995 when I was actually employed by the company to look at branding and corporate communications and marketing strategy. So what I feel is at that time, building sector was not really creating positive impact on the environment. Sometimes spoiling the environment first before we construct. So that was how we actually started our ethos. As conserving as we construct. That was way before climate change and global warming, becomes the buzzwords of today. That's how we started, and over 24 and a half years, and we've been still adopting the ethos of conserving as we construct, and also expanded it to how we operate the company, how we manage our buildings, and how we actually engage our stakeholders, and also look at how we operate and perform.
Regarding your focus areas as a company, what are your top three focus areas?
Well, when we first started a sustainability integration journey, we look at more mitigation, risk mitigation. But over the years, we also look at proactively how we create opportunity and improve, use ESGs to actually improve the branding and also performance. And of course, without knowing what our stakeholders or investors want, it's very hard for us to strategize. So we actually conduct materiality studies. So the latest study actually show that the top 10 issues, a lot of them are actually climate related, or they take a long-term view. The top three are innovation management, second is energy efficiency and renewable energy, and third is product quality and responsibility. And that actually help reaffirm our approach that we should take a long-term view, don't just look at short-term returns, but we have to really take the lead to review the so-called triple bottom line. Look at the planet first, and also people and profits. After all, without a planet, there's no market. No market, there's no more business,
The regulatory landscape regarding reporting in Singapore, does that affect you being a Singapore-listed company?
Indeed. Climate change is really the biggest challenge of humanity. And of course, there are many international framework, regulations, and best practices, guidance, and all that. And it does affect the national level. Like, for example, Paris Agreement, Singapore is one of the earliest countries to rectify it and also set carbon reduction intensity target for by 23% by 2030. So all these regulations will also impact on private sector businesses. And just give you an example, is in our building sector, we also established, the government established a green building master plan, and we just launched a carbon tax in the beginning of this year. So as the landlord here, we are also, starting to paying, carbon tax. So the ways to address all these regulations is preventive measure. You have to keep your operations and your products low carbon, and you know, change the way we design our building, we build our development, and how we manage our development, and how we engage our tenants and stakeholders. All these have an impact on our performance and also financial impact. And of course, in the area of reporting, our Singapore Stock Exchange has already introduced comply or explain, which is in a way mandatory reporting since by the end of 2017. So all listed company started reporting in the beginning of 2018. So fortunately, we started our reporting journey as early as 2008, and CDL actually published the first sustainability report based on the GRI guideline in Singapore. So we are almost like 10 years ahead of the regulations, and I would say that it actually helped us, you know, from firefighting, and we are quite ahead of the regulations. And what we are looking at is not just compliance, but we are looking at how we advocate and how we engage our supply chain and a larger community to support climate action and create positive impact.
Do you see regulation being a big part of corporate reporting in the future in Singapore?
Of course, I suppose that, you know, when the stock exchange, you know, they introduce rules and regulations, listed company have to follow. And I would say that the guideline for reporting is still quite flexible right now. There's no requirement of external assurance. There's no requirement of GRI validations and all that. I suppose after a couple of years, when most listed company or beginner reporters get the rope of how ESG reporting is all about, the next thing I would look at is external assurance, because that will give readers the credibility and also confidence that, you know, I mean, credibility of the data and the information in the report, and that will give confidence, you know, to readers and also investors.
Mm. On the topic of investors, how do you tap into green financing to finance your projects?
Good reporting and good sustainability strategy strategic integration are key to attract investor, especially the ESG investor. Just over the last 6 months, there has been increase of 15% of ESG investing worldwide. So as a listed company, and if you want to really attract the SRI funds, you need to present a very good report card in your performance. Of course, it also helps us to rolled out our first green bond in Singapore. We're using our green bond, our green building leadership. We actually launched our first green bond in April 2017, connecting green financing with a green building performance. And it was a 2-year green bond, and it was all subscribed by investors within a day. And earlier this year, April, we actually rolled out 2 green loans using the proceeds of 500 million dedicated to green features and green design for our new developments. And just yesterday, we actually launched our 250 million SDG Sustainability Innovation Loan supported by DBS, and there is a discount element to it when we achieve innovations that can meet the predetermined targets between the lender and the borrower. And with green financing, we can actually accelerate the adoption of innovations, technology solutions, and towards a low carbon economy and a green infrastructure.
And what about your advice for companies just starting out, people who are just looking to start reporting? How would you suggest they start out and then move forwards?
Well, I think in the past, I would always advise the beginner reporters to take baby step. But today, because of urgency of climate change, I think I would suggest them to take progressive step, you know, not too slow, but look at areas that it is complementary to their core business, focus on material issues that is relevant to their industry, because every industry has their own focus. Like for example, building industry, we have very high carbon footprint, and therefore energy efficiency, resource efficiency is my focus. So if it will be different for different industry, but look at what is relevant and what is materials to your industry, and which are the areas that you can really make an impact. I would focus on all those areas, and then also report it, measure it, and track performance. What get measured, get managed, and use a very organized and systematic approach, but progressive approach. Just for quote you an example of SDG, there are 17 goals, 169 targets. No one company can embrace everything in one goal. So look at the key goals that, this is energy efficiency, this is innovation and infrastructure where I can achieve it first. Then you start with, you know, one goal at a time and, you know, achieve impact, measure it, report it, and you incorporate more and more. When we first started 2 years ago, we started with 9 goals, and today we have embraced 13 goals. So I think that is how we should embrace, you know, best practices. And I think sustainability reporting help us to really track our performance, identify gaps, and make the positive impact and improvement.
Thank you so much for your time, Esther.
Thank you.